So Moshe Luka raised the question on the Ram Pogim Allah Chas, that the Rambam says, then Hushlam Benavi is Yotza. So Moshlam, the Torah, we understand this to show, like we said, there's two halachas that Kul Nitnam is Sinai, so Moshlam is Torah. And you also need a minyan of Asara. So that's why it would work if you did Nevi'im, but you wouldn't have the Kiyum of Kul Nitnam is Sinai, of being Moshlam B'Torah. But why couldn't we be Moshlam in Tehillim? From the Rambam's Moshma, if it's just Halacha of 10, so why couldn't he be Moshlam in Tehillim? So, because the Rambam says Moshlam B'Novi Yatza, because he just says Moshlam B'Novi Yatza, but Tehillim is Yatza. Or Imam HaSol is Yatza. But so what Rambam says is like this, that according to the Tanakhama, the last line is a Moshlam. The last pasuk is a mashlam. So if you go back to Torah, so that is the din of a mashlam. If you do Nevi'im, so that is the din of a mashlam, because you're in Nevi'im. But if you go backwards to Tilam, it can't have a din of a, it can't have a shame mashlam. If it can't have a shame mashlam, it can't be all minyan. So apparently it's 3, 3, 3. That's all minyan, and one mashlam. And that makes 10. But if it doesn't function as a mashlam, it doesn't count. It has to have a function. The tenth one has to have a function. The answer is because the Rambam is going according to the Tanakhama. So the Rambam wants it to be Yotzi Asara. So that's why he says, because Yeshua's question was, well, what is if, say, Mishnah Benavi is Yotzi? Of course, because Rabbi Yechamin, you have three anyways. But the answer is Rambam means Yotzi like the Tanakhama. Yotzi the Asara. Right. Our question was like this: 3 men at Torah, 4 from Tehillim, and 3 from Nevi'im. Would it be good or would it not be good? According to what we're saying, it wouldn't be good. The last pasuk wouldn't be functioning as a mashlam. Because you need 3 men in Nevi'im. So the only way it would work would be 3 men at Torah, 3 from Tehillim, and then three from Nevi'im, and a fourth one, a Moshlam from the Nevi'im. So the tenth one is always a Moshlam. That's what we did this around. Oh. Was the tape on, by the way?
Yes.
Was it? All right, so now we're going to open the form on the base. Good. I had one the whole time, right?
Yeah, it was on the whole time.
Okay, good. All right, so somebody, one more rabba. Ki avinu b'rafuna.
V'yama rabba, ki avinu b'rafuna yibayolam. Mahu lomar zmana v'rosh hashanah v'yama kipur. Kiven d'mizman zmana asi amrinan. Odilma kiven d'lo ikru regalim v'lo amrinan.
Well, how will be a day?
Well, how will be a day? Kiyasai be Rabbi Yehuda Amar. Ana akara farta nami amin asman.
So if I say it on a new guru, so certainly I say it on what? On Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. On my law, he says, Rishus lokan bayli. Kikam bayli chava. My. Okay? So apparently the minute all wants to say zman. But the question was, question was, is it a chova or is it a rishus? Korachadito is what? Is rishus. So why is Korachadito rishus and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Machova? What's the difference? So the answer is, because in Korach Adito, you're really not making a bracha on the Korach, the gourd. The gourd is just a simon for the season. And the shevach, you make a shevach that you exist, that you continue to exist, that God allows you to continue to live. Okay, so that's Korach Adito. So, it won't reshush. But the Gemara's question is, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, If you make a Shekhiyana, it will be a Chova. Why? Because the Shekhiyana will be tied to the Kedushas Hayom. In other words, it will be Shekhiyana that allowed us to live, to enjoy the Kedushas Hayom. So it will be a Shevach on the Kedushas Hayom. So that wouldn't be Rishus, that would be Chova. Okay? The Gemara didn't know whether or not there is such a bracha. But by Zmanim, the Gemara was sure that there is such a bracha. Why? Because that's Zmanim. So apparently there's a third kind of Shekhiyana. And that's the Pashit, that in Regolim you definitely make a Shekhiyana. So the question is why? That's the question we raised. So we raised another question. The question we raised is that how do you have the in the brachas on the Zmanim, you don't have Minchas Yom HaSamach HaChasima. So why don't you say Mekadesh Tov HaMoradim? Right? That was the question we raised. So what we wanted to say was that there are two, so to speak, two parshas in the Torah, more than two numerically, but two in terms of concept. That one parsha deals with the regolim in terms of the seasons, okay? Like for instance in Mishpatim. So Shol Shivon Tochagli Bashana. Schag Matzas Tishmor Kivusim Tochamatzas Kasher Tzivzichalamol Cholishaviv Kivoy Yatzas Meretzrayim. V'Chag Akotziu Bikur Maasecha. So that's Shavuos. V'Chag Osif Petzeis Hashana Baspuchas Maasecha Menasada. That's a mishpatim. Shalosh pam b'shem u'rokol zchokos me'adon ad Hashem. L'siz b'chol chum zam zivchi l'yom echel chay gadol gracious because of moschot ad beis Hashem alakechol esvash gadol b'chalei vima. So that's a mishpatim. Then again, in Kisisa, right? Similar parsha. So in those both of those parshas, you have the regolim I mentioned in terms of the seasons. And again, in regolim in their environment, that's right. And your A, the end of your A, Shomos Chodesh Aviv. Okay? Yosisa Pasach HaLashem HaLakach HaKibah Chodesh Aviv HaTzir Chodesh HaLakach Mitzrayim Lelo. And then again, when it comes to Shavuos, Shiva Shavuos Tisparach Mehochel Chemesh Bakoma Tachalus Pashiva Shavuos. Okay? And Chag HaSukos Tassalach HaShiva Shomim Ba'aspecha Migonecha Miyikvecha V'samachta B'chagecha. Okay. So you see, all these have to do with the Golem. That's one thing in common. They're all the Golem. So when it speaks about the Golem, the Torah speaks in three places in terms of the season. When it speaks about the Malavim in Amor, and it doesn't mention any dates. But when it speaks about the Malavim in Parshas Amor, so there it mentions the dates. Over there mentions the dates. Parshas Amor. That one is on. I'm sorry, is what it's not. Yeah, I don't understand what you're saying. That one is on. Not on Mordor, the Shemesh, the Tikras, and the Great Kurdish. Elohim Mawadoi. and mentions Shabbos Elamor Lashon Mikra Kodesh. It's a Tikros Amor Abimardam. Bachodesh Elishim, Babasal Lachodesh Ben Abayim Pesach Hashem. And it doesn't mention anything about Chodesh Aviv. Then Omer is based on the Katsir, but it gives the date. Sotachon Mechras Hashavos, the Yom Yerichon Asomat Nifo, it isolates this man. And then when you have Sukkos, Rosh Hashanah V'chodesh V'becha L'chodesh, and Ba'osa L'chodesh V'shvi Yezer, the date, and Sukkos Bachmisha Siyum L'chodesh V'shvi Yezer, Chag HaSukkos Shir Hashem L'ad Hashem. Okay. So it doesn't mention Ach Bachmisha, so see, it does mention it parenthetically. Ach Bachmisha also Yom L'chodesh V'shvi Ba'os B'chemes Tfuos Oretz T'chogos Chag Hashem Shir Hashem. That's because of the it's explaining the Dal Minim, so it's tied to Bas Pchemes Tvos Oretz. Okay, but the main idea is the date. So what do you so therefore the Regalim come under two headings. It comes under a heading of Moed, which means it has a kedusha of a time that's set aside to be close to God, to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and also it has something to do with the seasons. So there's two kiyumim in the regalim. One is in terms of a moed, a kedushas moed, a set date where the person is lefnei Hashem, a set date that he has the opportunity to be karev Hashem. And that's a moed. That's the one kedusha of the moed. And another kedusha of the moed is the seasons. So the set date, I understand. That's moed kachecha. But what's the kedusha of the seasons? So there we said, the Rambam says that in two out of the three places where it mentions the regalim, so it says reishis bikur ad maslo tavu beis ad Hashem alekecha. Los Vashu Gudu Bachlevimo. Point to Ram Los Vashu Gudu Bachlevimo is like Maisa Varazara. So Ram explains that the Pasuk is saying, Reishis Bikur Ad Maschata V'Beis Hashem Alekecha, that the elder Varazara, they take the first, they give a very big significance to the first. So they do their Varazara rituals with the first. And the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael is, on the contrary, to take that energy and to use it, channel it in the right direction towards the Yedias Hashem. So that's why the regalim really come out in those seasons. Aviv, because Aviv was a big time for the of the Avodah Zarah, and the Chag HaKotzir and Chag HaOsif. So the kedusha of the Yoga was Shalosh Parpan Pon Lashon Yerukol Schuchas Pnei Hashem Lekecha. So the Kedushas Regalim was to use the energy that a person instinctively would use towards primitive rites and to direct it towards Yedias Hashem, Torah, mitzvahs. So that's really the Mekadosh Yisrael Hazmanim. See, which one is more basic? More basic is the this one, because that's called Torah Kulis, is the removal of Avodah Zarah. So that's more basic. So therefore, in the Tefillah, in the Anshikin Sagola, they said, first they say the Kedusha is Moed. Moed Kachecha, Besimcha V'Sosan and Chaltanu. That's the Kedusha of the Moed. And then they culminate with Mekadosh Yisrael V'Hazmanim, because that's the most basic underlying Kedusha of the Regalim, which is to take man away from the false ideas. To remove him from the false ideas of Avodah Zarah. And the seasons promote, and the old Avodah Zarah promote all these ideas. So that's Mekadosh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. So there's two kedushas there. So that's why we said that the that concept you could explain the Gemara. Why? Because what does the Gemara mean? The Gemara means that definitely when it comes to the Golem, you have to make Shechiyon of Kiman L'Hazman Hazeh, because that's just like Mekadosh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. That's a recognition of the fact that it's a shevach for the fact that God gave us the true ideas. The Kaddish Yisrael Vazmanim. So Shechiyani came out again, Vazman Azeh, it's the Kedusha Zman. It's the Kedusha of the Zman, which is Kedusha, it's based on Kedusha Yisrael. Okay? But Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, you don't have that. Because that's not a seasonal thing. Okay, it's different ideas. It's more the Hashem. So the Gemara's question is, do you make a Shechiyonah on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? Do you make a Shechiyonah on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? Where the Zman is an essence of Kedusha because it converts the person from primitivism and idolatry to Kedusha Yisrael. So then there's no doubt that you make Shechiyonah Kimon Yom Lazman Azeh. Because the Zman is the Zman Kedusha. There's no doubt about that. That's the Zman is a Hefta of Kedusha Yisrael. But if you make the bracha on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, you're not making it because it's a Hefta of Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. You're making it really because you're alive and this time, and also you're taking in the Shevach that you could do the Kedusha Yom of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, but that's a different concept. That's not the concept of Zman, which is Zman Kedusha that converts the person from an Ovid of Avodah Zarah to Shematar Mitzvahs. So it's just a bracha, a shevach on Kedusha Samoah. So that's the Gemara's question. Is that mandatory? I mean, is there a mandatory bracha like that or not? That's the Gemara's question. Can we make the Shechiyonah? Yeah, but then it's like a kolacharata. Then it's not including really the Kedusha Samoah. But the Gemara's question is, does it include Kedusha Samoah? If it includes Kedusha Samoah, so then it's a different kind of bracha than kolacharata. It's on the chefs of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Okay? So then, if there is a bracha like that, it will be a chiyuv. It wouldn't be rishus. Bechava, wouldn't be rishus. So the Gemara is questioning, is there such a bracha? That's the theoretical question of the Gemara. Okay? Yes. Because the question is, the Chachma Ashkenaz say you don't say it because it's Sarah Dinuka. They maintain, all those people, the Chachma Ashkenaz say is because there is a simcha. Bris is a simcha. There's no question about that. Everyone knows a bris is a simcha. It's true, there's a painful element there. But there is a simcha in Yechayev and Shechiyonah because of the simcha. But the Chachmei Ashkenaz say you can't say it because they hold that in order to make Shechiyonah you need a certain gavra. The gavra hamavorech has to be besimcha. And in this regard, vis-a-vis this mitzvah, that's not possible. How come by the case where his father dies and he inherits money, so he makes a Shechiyonah? So the answer is because those are two events. That's his making Shechiyonah on the event of the Yerusha. But where it's one thing, otherwise you can never make a Shechiyonah because the guy always has a problem. So if it's two events, there's no question that he makes a Shechiyonah. As long as vis-a-vis this one thing, in isolation of the one thing, the Simcha, so then he makes Shechiyonah. Okay? But over here you can't separate the two. But there is Simcha. But the question is, can a person, in regard to a mitzvah, that there's simcha, can he make a Shechiyonah if the mitzvah does not create the gavra b'shel simcha? The gavra is not the simcha because of the mitzvah. That's the question. That's machlokes. Does the gavra have to be b'simcha, or it just has to be on the phenomenon of simcha, the emotion of simcha? It could be also, Yaakov is saying a good shot, I think, that it could be that the Rambam holds that it on birchas on mitzvah of simcha, so it's the mitzvah which is isolated. So in other words, it's a different kind of Shechiyonah. So that's why that would explain why the gavra doesn't have to really be the simcha. It could be the gavra is concerned about tzara d'yanuka, but it's on the chefetz shel mitzvah, and it's a different Shechiyonah. It's a different Shechiyonah. Could be. Rabbi Eliezer, Shiva Elazayim, Ebrachis, Shmona Elachesime Mila. Rabbi Yeshua Amar Shiva Eli Shivime Pesach Shmona Eli Shmona Meachag Ukishon Amar Vigam Lerabos Atzeres Roshan of Yom Kippur. So Molav Lizman Lolav Racha. I mean, on the surface, we don't understand the whole. I mean, nobody would deduce from Ten Chol Shiva Vigam Lishmona that you have to make a Shechiana. I mean, it's and the Gemara not only deduces that, the Gemara says Malav Lizman. Isn't it clear that it has to be Lizman? Otherwise, you're going to have to answer this to say it's not Lizman. But how does the Gemara get Shechiana out of the whole out of this Ten Chol Shiva Vigam Lishmona? Okay. So we said also, let's take Rabbi Eliezer's halacha. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Shiva Eilu Zayin Yimei Breishis. So what does it mean? It means, Shiva means, Rashi says, the HaShabbos Nivcha Mitocha. So Shiva means Yom HaShvi, not Shiva means 7 days, according to the Pshat. Ten Chel V'Shiva, to the Shiva, the day of Shiva, which is Shabbos. The Gan Mishmona, so Rashi is Hashmini Mivcha Mitocha. So it means in the same way, that the eighth day. Okay. So what is he saying according to Rabbi Eliezer? That what, you have to keep Shabbos? They have to do Nula. I mean, what is Kahela saying? I mean, of course, Ten Chol V'Shiva, we have to keep Shabbos. Okay? So, so what we said is like this, that Kehelis is not a sefer about doing mitzvahs because of Chovas HaMitzvah. That's the Torah tells you that. Chiyuvim that a person has because of the bris of Torah, that's a separate, that's the Torah itself. Okay, Torah Shabbat Slav, Torah Shabbat Peh. But Kehelis is a different kind of a thing. Kehelis is really philosophy and psychology, and it teaches a person how to look at a Asiyas HaMitzvahs psychologically, how they benefit him, how the difficulties they encounter, and philosophically how it benefits him. Okay? So that's why it says, Rashi says, if I'm not mistaken, Kehelis. So Rashi says, Ten Chol V'Shiva means Yom Echod B'Shavua L'Yotzrach. So that L'Haki, what's the word, Rashi? Ten Chol V'Yotzrach L'Nuch B'Shavas. Okay. See, this really comes from the underlying pshat in the pasuk. The underlying pshat in the pasuk really has nothing to do with the mitzvahs altogether, because it's a philosophical idea. Like Rashi explains, Ten Chol V'Shiva, the Gan Mishmona, that because it's following the previous pasuk, Shalach Lach Mecha Al Pnei Amayim Kiliyam Abon Tamsena, right? So it means that you shouldn't think, Rashi explains, that when you do tzedakah, that you'll never see this guy again, you're not going to get any benefit out of it. So, why? Because you can never tell what benefit will happen from that mice of tzedakah. So your assumption that this guy I'm never going to see again, it's just a waste of time, is a false assumption. So he's telling you philosophically to avoid that false assumption. Okay? Somebody asked the question, they said, but that's not a reason to give tzedakah. It's true, but Kehelis speaks on all fronts. Truth of the matter is that every person doesn't give tzedakah for the lishma. I mean, that's like a malach. But the average person wants to do the right thing, and he has a mind, to give tzedakah. But he also thinks of ulterior motives also. I mean, that's a normal human being. So Kehelis talks in terms of the normal. In terms of normal human psyche. So that's what he's saying, that the normal mind, when he sees somebody that he thinks he's not going to see again, he thinks this mitzvah stuck I'm not going to do because it's wasted. He says, don't think that way, because you can't tell. So that changes his whole attitude. You see, even though the chances may be remote, but he's saying it's not going to happen, and that influences his thinking about it. So Kehoros is trying to tell him how to think about it properly. It's true it's remote, but it may turn out to be the greatest return. So with that idea, he'll his attitude towards the mitzvah tzedakah will be different. Again, I mean, it doesn't mean he's doing it for that reason. For that reason, it would be foolish. But he's doing it for the mitzvah. But in the back of his mind also, he has an ulterior motive, because that's the way a regular person thinks. So that's the first puzzle. Then Tim Chel Roshiv Ragan Shmona, so Rashi says that Chalakta Mulachmacha Mishtacha Leshiva Tzrichi Chesed Chalikol Leshmona Shivar Achrem Valtomo Dai. That's another emotion, that a person feels he wants to do tzedakah, so he sets up a certain goal. And the goal is takes over in his mind as like the whole essence of the thing. Like he sets up a schedule. So once he sets up the schedule, he's tied to the schedule. The schedule becomes the essence. So he says he shouldn't do that. Ten chelik l'shiva v'gam l'shmona. Shiva is the normal schedule. So he sets up a normal schedule of tzedakah, that's shiva. But then shmona is something that he didn't expect comes along. So usually the person will stick with his original regimen. And it's hard for him to change. So he says you shouldn't be that way. That's not the way a person should be, because you shouldn't be tied to the emotion of the set thing. You should be rather tied to the idea of tzedakah itself. So he says that's something which fools a person and affects his performance. So he opens up the and the benefit of the person really is if he's not tied to those false things, which, like for instance, the set. The set rote action which he creates in his mind that gives him the satisfaction, like it gives him a certain satisfaction of conscience, you know. So a person could use that to set it up. There's nothing wrong with that, but he shouldn't be fixed to that. That's Tenchel Veshuva is the fixed, the Ganesh Mala, but don't let that prevent you from giving a chelik to the part that's not in your plan, not a part of your plan, that came along. And that way the person will benefit. Okay, it's a continuation of Shlach Lach B'chol Pnei HaMayim, but it's two different features. In the first one, it's the emotion that you'll never see the guy again. So that's false. And the second one, it's the emotion of the fixed thing, the personal satisfaction of doing the fixed thing. I feel like a person said, this is my stalker, you give it every week. I mean, I know people, it's a level, but he's saying that's not the ultimate level, because then when the shmona comes along, you're not going to respond, and it could be you'll get a tremendous benefit out of the shmona. So this idea that you're attached to the fixed thing you establish in your mind that makes you feel good, he says is a bad idea. So he in these two psukim, he removes two bad ideas. So now the question is, what does it have to do with the with when Chazal darshan, for instance, Rabbi Yeshua, that darshans it ten chelik l'shiva means the Yom Hashvi, that chelik yom echad l'borecha, like Rashi says. So it doesn't mean Rashi doesn't mean to say that you should keep Shabbos. You see, because the end of the pasuk is Kiloseda ma'ir ro aloras. Ten chel v'shiv v'gamash ma'ane. After we've lost the pasuk, Kiloseda ma'ir ro aloras. Okay, what does it mean? So it means to say that the person should. It's not keeping Shabbos. Keeping Shabbos is a mitzvah that the Torah talks about. Chil Shabbos is not there, but the Kehelis is talking about the appreciation of the Shabbos, the appreciation of the Yom HaShabbos, that the day is a day where he reflects upon his Creator. Okay. So he should appreciate that. So that a person has a tendency to feel like, well, look, I mean, I have plenty of time. You know, I don't have to do it right now. So therefore, the person doesn't engage, doesn't have that appreciation. So he says, Tein chelik l'shiva, v'gam l'shmona. And so those two things that he isolates, according to that pshat in Chazal, one of them is Akash Baruch Hu b'Toras Borei Olam. That's Ten Chelik L'Shiva. the Yotzer HaKol. And the second thing is B'toras Am Yisrael, is Hashgacht Am Yisrael, which is Shmona, which is the Bris Mila. That's the Bris. So that's really the whole of Klal Yisrael rests on that Bris. So Bris Mila is the basis. So therefore, it means that you have to have recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in two frameworks, as the Borei Olam, and also as the source of Kedushas Yisrael. Okay. So that's what Rashi means. So he means that you should appreciate the Bris of Ram. You should have an appreciation for the Bris of Ram, not just do nice and mitzvah mila that the Torah tells you to do. But Kehelis is telling you to that you shouldn't stint and refrain from appreciating the Bris, appreciating the aspects of these two aspects, the Yom HaShvi and the Yom HaShmini. Okay. So more Chazal. So based upon that. Based upon that, I'm sorry, who was the first one that said the... Rabbi Yehoshua. I'm sorry, I misquoted. The first one was Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua says, Eli Shuvi Mei Pesach, Shmona Eli Shmanis Mei Achag. So he means the same idea, that the person should have the appreciation for the Chag, the appreciation for the yeshiva. And the Gam is Larabos, the days that are one days. Because a person by nature, one day thing, is not so significant. He has 7 days of the Chag HaPesach, so he can get into it. Or 8 days of Chag HaSukkah, so he can get into it. But one day is harder. So that's why he says, that's why the Gam is Larabos, that when it's a one day thing also, you shouldn't refrain from giving it its due, because it's shlomus adam and it's perfection. And if he doesn't do it now, malach shavenasai. If he doesn't do it now, he never will do it, because a person doesn't know raw my year raw loritz. So he has to take the opportunity and seize the opportunity and take advantage of it. That's the idea. So therefore, the Gemara says that when Rabbi Yeshua puts it into the framework of Tein Chelek L'Shiva Gam L'Shmona, he puts it into the framework of Pesach and Sukkos. So he means appreciation. So, and he says the Gam is L'Rabos, the Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Shavuos. So he means appreciation. He means it in the halachic sense. So what is the halachic appreciation? That's expressed in Shechiyah Novikimana V'Yom L'Zman Hazeh, because that's the halachic expression. So it comes out that the Shechiyanu, that Yiskeli, it's an interesting thing, but it gives you a whole different idea of the Shechiyanu. The Shechiyanu you always look upon as a secondary thing. All right, make Shechiyanu. But you see, Shechiyanu is really Kehelas. Shechiyanu is the appreciation. It's the appreciation. It has its special significance, a special own significance, Shechiyanu. Yeah, it's amazing. The only thing I don't really understand. It's Kehelas. Shechiyanu is Kehelas. So it's the Kehelas aspect of the mitzvah, philosophically, psychologically. So that's why the Gemara says, my love was man. Because how would you express the appreciation halachically other than through Shechiyanu? That is it. That's the expression par excellence. You can't get better than that. So that's a proof. So the Gemara thought, my love is man. So the Gemara says, lo levracha. What does lo levracha mean? So Rashi says, "Mekadosh Yisrael v'Azmanim." So he means the. What does he mean by that? He means the tefillah, which expresses the kedushas hayom. The tefillah which expresses the kedushas hayom. So in other words, it's not. You could say it's not the Shechiyanu. You could say it means that the person should not fail to appreciate the yom in expressing it and having the right expression and appreciation in the tefillah of the Yom. That's where they appreciate it. That's a vehicle of appreciation. That's why on every Shabbos in Yontif you have a different sipur dvarim of tefillah, because the tefillah is the kedushas hayom has to be expressed and appreciated. So it's a tefillah of kedushas hayom. So the Gemara says you don't have to say it's Shechiyanu. It's true, at first sight you might say Shechiyanu because that's the bracha, but it doesn't necessarily prove it, because it could also mean the appreciation through the sphere's volume of tefillah and through the tefillah itself. So then you wouldn't prove your case that the Vigam, that a Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is also Machayev and Shechiyah. Okay? That's the Gemara. All right. Okay, we'll stop here. In terms of the concept of the Shechiyanah, there's really two different Shechiyanos. One for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, which is essentially that it's a Shevach on the Chag. It's not a Shevach on the Chefter Shel Chag. But the Regolim is different because it's the Kedushas Hazmanim. But in terms of Kehelas, it's all the same. It's one because it's simply the appreciation of the ideas and the involvement in the mitzvahs. Okay.